Turning Red is a movie made by Disney Pixar with an all-female cast. Knowing the industry's track record with an all-female cast of producers and artists, this does not bode well. High Guardian Spice, anyone? Ugh. But I digress. In the past, Pixar had talks and brainstorming sessions in their past time in some restaurants. That's why we have such classics as Toy Story, A Bug's Life, and many more. What did these women talk about in their sessions to brainstorm for the upcoming Turning Red movie? Twerking, disrespecting your parents, wearing a thought choker around her neck, seriously, what the fuck? Going with strangers and selling yourself off to go to a goddamn concert, and of course, talking about periods and puberty, which is symbolized by the red panda. What the fuck is this movie? Yeah, as you can tell, the story isn't exactly good, nor is the concept any better. How old is May in this movie, by the way? 13. Yep, that sounds about right. Jesus Christ. Story. The story starts off in the city of Toronto, Canada. Why you gotta do my place dirty like that, movie? May, along with her family, is going through school, getting interest in boys, and a pop concert is coming up. But her mom says no and goes Mother Panda, because she's paranoid that everyone wants to basically use or molest her daughter. I wish I was kidding. Again, what the fuck is this writing? Anyways, they shove in the tampons, pads, puberty, and transitioning into a woman. It's just as awkward and uncomfortable as you can imagine in a film like this. So when May comes of age, she awakens her panda form, which the family knows about it for some reason, I guess? Anyway, she has an idea to profit off of this by paying people to take pictures and touch her. Hello, FBI. Please arrest the filmmakers of this movie, please. Okay, thanks. Then we transition to a party act. Ah, should have started with this instead of, you know. So May has a wild time until Panda Mama comes around and grounds her for eternity. But May is like, fuck you, Mom, I'm 13, you can't control me. And it gets worse from there. So she sneaks up to the concert after ditching and framing her friends about being manipulated and not volunteering in prostitution off her panda form. What a fucking bitch. Her mother finds out, goes Kaiju Panda, and I think killed some people, oh well, who cares, and tries to bring May back by force. Through the power of the Panda Rangers and pop music, again, what the fuck is this writing? They manage to calm the fuck down and seal the panda form away, except for May, who wants to be a prostitute some more. I mean, increase tourism or some shit, whatever. And the movie ends having literally learned nothing other than the fact that women are gross. The end. Fuck this movie. Animation. I hate to say this, but the animation is gorgeous for such a stupid fucking movie. The city of Toronto is lively and stands out from previous locales from other films, but that's not exactly saying much. Typical Disney Pixar work. Voice acting and music. Voice acting is great, if not cringy at times, which is all of it, and the music is subpar, nothing home to write about. Out of all the possible ideas you can think of to make a story or movie, why this? There's a very good reason why audiences don't like this, especially families. It has horrible messages, an opposite moral, and just dated and cringy shit all the way back to the 2000s, and in a bad way. Honestly, I'm not exactly impressed with this film, and I thought it was stupid anyways. But what do I know? I actually have opinions and thought, unlike the critics who ate up because Disney and Pixar. Overall, my final rating for Turning Red is a 2 out of 10. Animation is nice, voice acting's good, and some of the songs are hit or miss, but the overall message in puberty, women transitioning talks are so fucking awkward, and don't need to be here. This really needs a huge rewrite. Plus, you make Canada look bad. And how dare you, Disney and Pixar? This is a huge dishonor!